This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
My plan is to lower employer and lower everyday costs for hardworking Americans.
What have you done with those plans?
My plan is to make concrete.
That's a great idea.
A great plan.
That the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we build is inflation.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There wasn't one person better in the United States of America that dealt with the COVID pandemic than Charlie Baker.
You could not be more wrong.
What about the people you fire? How are you going to put them back in their position?
When are you going to give their jobs back? And when are the kids in Boston going to be out of masks?
I'm the official sentry of the Island of Misfit Toys.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware.
Who, may I ask, are you?
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I read somewhere the last couple of days, somebody said it's great that Elon Musk has bought Twitter and opened it up, or is opening it up. But you know what we need is three or four more multi-billionaires to step up and break up the rest of this this monopoly that social media has, because they're still censoring people, canceling people, shadow banning people. And I was thinking about that. I got a call yesterday from Scott Brown, the former senator, and he said, you got to talk to this guy. He's a businessman from Boston. He has a golf tournament to raise money for police charities every year. And he's been banned, basically shadow banned, off of Instagram and Facebook. It's really amazing. But I think the best way to set it up, to tell you the story, is to play the end of it. He's trying to get people to, you know, buy rounds of golf, to get into the tournament. It's like $500 per person or something like that. He wants to raise $100,000 for these police charities. And so he puts out this nice video about the golf tournament. His name is Dan DiMatteo, and this is the end of it. And you'll see the ugly rhetoric and vitriol. I'm sure that the dominatrix of disinformation, Nina, would be shocked if she could hear what he's saying. Dan DiMatteo, let's hear it. Cut 7.
The mission of this golf tournament is not about red or blue politically. It's about the red, white, and blue. It's about supporting the very men and women that protect our liberties and our freedoms here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and we look forward to supporting this message across the whole United States of America.
Pretty shocking, huh? That's hate speech, man.
Barbaric.
So anyway, I'm going to introduce you to him now, and he can explain to you what this golf tournament's all about and what happened when he tried to put that ad up on Instagram and Facebook. It's Dan DiMatteo, and he runs EVO Real Estate Group. It's a real estate brokerage headquartered in Boston. Dan, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Howie, thank you so much for having me on tonight. It's an honor to be here. I'll kind of first begin talking about the tournament. It's June 13th at 1:30 p.m. shotgun start at Grant the Beautiful, Granite Links Golf Club. I actually want to give a special shout out to Granite Links Golf Club, being a proud supporter for Evo Backs the Blue, and specifically Walter Hannon, who is one of the managing partners there. But we are running an Evo Backs the Blue golf tournament June 13th. We currently have 19 foursomes signed up. We have room for 36 foursomes, so we're open to 17 more foursomes. We currently have 8 whole sponsors signed up. We have room for 10 more whole sponsors. We are proudly sponsored by the State Police Association of Massachusetts Benevolent Fund. Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Foundation, Boston Police Foundation, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Obviously terrorist groups.
Exactly what it certainly feels like, Howie. I also want to make a special note, too. We have a couple special performances that will be at the tournament. Country music star Ayla Brown will be singing the national anthem. And as Howie had previously mentioned, and actually Scott made the introduction to me to the show, former U.S. Senator and U.S. Ambassador Scott Brown and the diplomats will be performing at our post-golf tournament banquet dinner. We also have a panel of four guest speakers at our tournament, which include Patrick McNamara, State Police Association Benevolent Fund President, former Boston Police Commissioner William Gross, Chief Mike Bradley of Upton, who is the president of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association, and last but certainly not least, Jack Ulm, retired FDNY battalion commander and current Tunnel to Towers board member. Our goal, as I think, you know, maybe Howie had mentioned, is that we're looking to raise $100,000 after we pay back ourselves the overhead expenses for the cost of the tournament.
So you do a lot of advertising with Instagram, right? And you deal with them all the time. So you put the video together and you put it out there. Tell us what happened next. This is really going to irritate you, by the way, everybody. This is so obnoxious, and this is so why it's so important that Elon Musk took over one of these monopolies. But it, you know, with all of them have got to be broken up. But go ahead with your story, Dan.
Thanks so much for the intro there, Howie. We use social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook specifically, every day, every week, every month, every year. So we're using it all the time. And I will preface this conversation for complete transparency that we are not by any means looking to attack these platforms, because historically they have done a tremendous job for us personally at Evo Real Estate Group in allowing us to reach large audiences through our social media advertisement. With that said, in this isolated situation, we are kind of concerned with the steps they are making us go through for a completely neutral video regarding a charity golf tournament, and we have absolutely no guarantee that we will, you know, be able to put any paid advertising behind it. Typically, we put paid advertisements behind all of our posts. We have events all the time. We actually have an event this week, the Evo Collection Tour, where we made a similar video, just about a different event. It's a real estate event, and you know we got 40,000 views on it.
40,000, yeah.
We posted ours last week on May 5th, and I might have been biased because I was in the video, but we thought we did a great job articulating the message for this tournament in the video, and we still haven't reached 1,000 followers yet. With that said, I'll kind of walk you through what the social media platforms are having us do. So. On May 5th, we posted our Evo Backs the Blue promotional video on our Instagram channel. When attempting to put paid advertising behind our video, we received a notification from Instagram that stated, quote, "Your Instagram account needs authorization to run ads about social issues, elections, or politics."
Social issues. Again, it's a charitable fundraiser, and they call it a social issues because it's a police charitable organization. Go ahead.
Exactly. Thanks, Howard. We then followed the guidance provided by Facebook, which is the Instagram partner, where they asked us to confirm our identity. Mind you, we've had this Instagram account for over 3 years.
They've made a lot of money off your outfit, right?
Oh, to say the least, Howie, exactly. And so they asked us to provide our driver's license or passport. So after completing those steps, we were prompted to provide our mailing address, which we did. Once that step was completed, they communicated to us that we would receive a confirmation code in the mail, snail mail, to our mailing address we provided to confirm our identity. It only took 3.5 years. We are now waiting for a letter in the mail that will contain a confirmation code for us to then put into our account to confirm our identity, our account being Instagram, Facebook. After we input that code that is coming through snail mail, to confirm our identity, we must then create a disclaimer, which, quote,
a disclaimer.
Every issue, electoral, or political ad must display a paid for by disclaimer with the name of who is responsible for the ad. In this case,
do the Girl Scouts have to create a disclaimer when they sell their cookies? I mean, come on. This is absurd.
Howie, I wish I was at the end of my steps, but I'm not. The next thing they had was they want us to link our accounts to the disclaimer. We then have to identify an individual to be responsible for the page we are advertising. So what that means, quote, someone that is responsible is a person or organization that has passed business verification or that is named in a disclaimer needs to claim responsibility for this page before we run ads about social issues, elections, or politics. Again, it's a charity golf tournament. After this is done, I can't believe we're not done yet. After this step is done, we then need to connect an Instagram account to Facebook. And then once this step is complete, Facebook will review our application and let us know if we are now approved. So it's not even
Your tournament is a month away. This is going to take months, it looks like.
And that's exactly, I appreciate you bringing that. That's exactly the problem. So typically, you know, we post about a month and a half out for our events and we fill up very quickly. We posted last May 5th thinking that we would have everyone full, you know, by the end of this week as we get between 10 and 40,000 views. You know, this is obviously a tournament that we're very proud of, you know, to support our men and women that protect our freedoms and our liberties here in Massachusetts. You know, they do a fantastic job here in Massachusetts. And, you know, we thought it was really important for a private organization to step up and try to help fund the police.
And you had no idea this was going to happen. Can you put it on Rumble and Truth Social, all those, the sort of the free social media sites, meaning free in the sense of, free speech?
Yeah, that's a great point that you brought up. And we've received commentary similar to that, where this is definitely a restriction on our freedom of speech. And it's unfortunate too, Howie, because they have treated our social media brand, Evo Real Estate Group, tremendously for the past 3 years, except for this one isolated situation, which I can speak for the whole team at Evo Real Estate Group, including the managing partners. We are all very proud of what we're doing and what we're standing up for. So,
wow. Well, I tell you what, I've got a Bruce from the Mets, who's a former baseball pitcher. He says his guys love the course and they're going to jump right in for sure. And so people need to know where to go if they want to jump in. And I think the Herald's going to do a story about this tomorrow. I hope they are anyway. But we'll try to tweet something out. If people want to just, you know, before we even tweet something out, where can they go to get more information about the golf event, the charitable golf event?
Yeah, so thank you so much for asking that question, Howie. If you just go on Google and you type in Eventbrite, Eventbrite, and then Evo, Evo, backs the blue, it will be the first tournament that pops up. If that doesn't work for folks, you can email me at Dan, D-A-N, at Evo, E-V-O, Boston.com. Also, feel free to call me at 774-212-3487. I will make sure that we put you in the right direction to obtain all the information about our golf tournament.
Okay, hang on and talk to one of our guys, Henry or Matt, and give them the information so we can tweet everything out. And we appreciate Scott Brown giving us a heads up on this. This is absurd, and this is happening all over the place. This is just one we happen to hear about, and it's just so outrageous in that they're screwing around with a charity. A totally above board charity, but this is the way they operate. It's really bad. Dan DiMatteo, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll get this out. We'll tweet this out, and we'll keep everybody informed about what happens next with Instagram's and Facebook's attempt to shut down a charitable golf event. These days, I'm enjoying my time in the sunshine and not in the checkout lines with HelloFresh. They deliver chef-crafted recipes featuring fresh flavors perfect for spring right to my door. The ingredients travel from the farm to my doorstep in under a week, so they always arrive fresh. Their chefs really know how to diversify the menu with seasonal recipes like sweet heat, shrimp tempura bowls, garden spinach, ricotta ravioli, and one-pan cheesy beef tortilla melts. And as I said before, a lot of these are the kind of meals that are better the next day. You know what I mean? Especially when you can stick them in the microwave. And if you've only got two or three people living at your house, you're always, almost always going to have enough food to take to work for lunch the next day, or to leave it in the refrigerator and just pop it in the microwave for dinner the next night. You got a lot of food, and oftentimes it tastes better the next night.
It's great quality. We can't guarantee that it's prime Delaware chicken, but the quality of the food is excellent.
Yeah. Chances are it is from the Delmarva Peninsula, where there are more chickens than Americans, as Brandon told us today. For me, it's all about convenience. Not only do the ingredients come pre-portioned, but HelloFresh makes it easier than ever to get filling meals on the table in a snap with options like family-friendly, fit and wholesome, quick and easy, and more. I get to pick my favorites from 50 different weekly options. I can even customize the meals to just how I like them by swapping the proteins and sides. Plus, I can skip weeks when I need to, change my delivery date, and update my preferences right from the HelloFresh app. And I'm loving their Mediterranean options as well. Recipes filled with fresh fruits and veggies, nuts and olive oils. Man, olive oil is really underrated, I think. And fiber-packed whole grains. HelloFresh meals are so easy to make that I actually look forward to making them every week. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/Howie16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
As long as I don't go near a gas pump or a supermarket, I'm in a good mood today. Breaking. U.S. Appeals Court rules California's ban on sale of semi-automatic weapons to adults under 21 is unconstitutional. I believe this would be the Ninth Circuit Court, too, the formerly the most liberal court in the world, but so in the nation. So Donald Trump obviously remade it on his way out the door. So this is great news, great news. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code word Howie for amazing discounts. Jared, what's the question and what are the results thus far?
Will Hunter Biden be indicted by a Delaware grand jury?
No.
76% believe no, he will not. 24% believe yes.
All right, another record-setting day for gas prices in the U.S., but you can do something about them, at least briefly. We're giving away $50 a day, Grace and I, on each of our shows. Every weekday, you have a chance to win $50 for gas money or for anything else. And what you do is you go to HowieCarshow.com and register your email on our mailing list. There's no obligations. Just put your email address on our email list, and you are entered to win. As long as your name is on the list, and your email address, you are entered to win $50 a day every weekday on both my show and Grace's show. Can I have the and now I'm going to announce the winner for today. Wanda in Lakeland, Florida. If you're Wanda in Lakeland, Florida, go to your email, and if you've got a message from store@HowieCarshow.com, you won the $50. And as long as you've been on, it doesn't matter if you entered yesterday or 2 years ago, you get your name on the email list, you have an equal chance to win. So keep your name on the list, no obligations, and you could win $50 like Wanda did. All right, Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I stumbled onto an interesting thing. You know how they're saying that our inflation rate is probably closer to 15 to 20%?
Right.
Well, that already eclipses Carter's inflation of 14%. And the last time we had inflation of 20% in this country was in 1917. So we've got a 100-year record that we're breathing down the back of.
In 1917, we also had a president who was incapacitated, didn't we? He had actually had a stroke. Yeah. He couldn't even babble. Like at least Brandon can babble. I got to look up those shadow stats tonight, and I'll read up on them. We'll be right back, and we'll give you more information on the golf tournament that Instagram is trying to shut down. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You've been hearing some of the sound cuts in the intro all afternoon if you've been listening. Charlie Parker was down at a fundraiser for Sean Dooley, who's a state rep who I guess is running for the Senate. This was news to me, but he's running for the Senate. The state Senate, and so Charlie Parker was having a fundraiser for him.
Governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts.
It's the VFW hall, and so all the usual Rhino hacks are there, including Tom Mountain. Remember Tom Mountain? He's the vice chairman of the state GOP, and he was busted by Turtle Boy for someone ran some kind of a phishing operation on him, phishing. They took a picture of some, you know, lingerie star, soft porn star, or someone, and said she was an Israeli soldier, and they just lured him into it, and he just sent her all kinds of obscene texts and everything, and it all got leaked out to Turtle Boy, and it kind of destroyed him. But he was there, and they had all kinds of assorted Rhino Baker hacks, payroll Patriots, payroll Charlies. But a couple of people showed up. A woman named Catherine Teresa showed up to tell Baker what they really thought of him. Because, you know, despite the polls showing that Charlie Baker is the most popular governor in America, which I never believed in the first place, he's not really. And he's done a crappy job. So these people just decided to go to this fundraising event for Sean Dooley, and just who's a state rep now and a big Baker coat holder, and just really just basically conduct an insurrection. It was, you know, you've heard of Ruth sent us. This was Holyoke Nursing Home, or a soldier's home sent us, or fired state troopers sent us. But here's what happened. When Baker is introduced to last night, this was all on Facebook, cut one.
There wasn't one person better in the United States of America that dealt with the COVID pandemic than Charlie Baker. The second thing I would say is that...
Boo! Boo! That's just a preview of coming attractions. So now it's... And by the way, he just walks away. He doesn't even, he tries to keep talking as they're heckling him. And then he just listen. So they start screaming at him about the jobs and the masks in the public schools and the fact that there's still a public health emergency after all these months, just so he can send out the turkey police again, if he so desires. If he can stop you from going to church, he can stop you from going to the gym. He loves the power. He's power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Truer, one of the old sayings that's truer now than it ever was before. You know it's more true now than you ever knew it was. Okay, so he's going to be talking, and these women are going to be going after him. Cut two.
Because folks like you, exactly, because folks like you worked hard, found a way to work through the pandemic, generated a significant amount of income, and now we have more revenue than we thought we were going to have.
What about the people you fired? When are you going to put them back in their position?
Honor, religion.
When are you going to
restore? When are you going to give their jobs back? And when are the kids in Boston going to be out of masks? When are you going to end the emergency? There's no more emergency. End the public health emergency. End the public health emergency.
He's talked enough. Too many times. Too much he's talked. It is annoying, isn't it? It is annoying to hear talk.
It's too much talking and not enough action.
I love what he's saying, Charlie Parker. You work through the pandemic. No, we work through you. And the main way we work through you is we got rid of you, okay? That was job one, was to get rid of your nonsense, your authoritarian, Stalinist tactics of shutting down. 844-500-4242. There's such a pattern, says 802. The three top governors were Charlie Parker, Phil Scott, and Larry Hogan, all rhinos. I was thinking about that, too. You know what I think it is, though? If it's true, I mean, if this is who they polled, the only people who like these guys are Democrats. That's all. I mean, they and everybody thinks, well, they're my token. They're my affirmative action. So I'm gonna say they're okay, the state they live in. No, nobody really likes those guys. I don't know so much about Scott, but he's done some pretty obnoxious things. But I know nobody likes Hogan or Parker. And it's the same thing with Hogan as it is with Parker. He's more popular with Democrats than with Republicans. And someone says, why? What does it say about the men in this country that it's only women at these protests on both sides? I don't know. 917, I think that's above my pay grade, or I'm going to say it's above my pay grade.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Okay, so here's Baker. This woman continues yelling, why is any Republican supporting this man? Which is a damn good question. Cut three.
Why is anybody from the Republican Party supporting this governor? Why are any of you supporting this governor?
Sean?
Yeah, really.
Is upset?
Sean, where are you?
Do you really think that you need to be saying something to me right now? I don't think so. Everybody here should be ashamed of themselves for supporting this governor. Why are the kids in Boston still in masks? Why is Boston the last city in the country to still have their kids in masks? He's ruining people's lives in Massachusetts. What about the state troopers and the corrections officers and everybody who has lost their jobs because of him?
Thank you.
What about everybody who's lost their jobs because of him? Why is the GOP having events that are supporting this man? He's ruining people's lives. It was an event that was put online that invited everyone.
Okay, so here's the best part. Tom Mountain, again, this is the guy who had to basically resign. He's still on the state committee, but I think he resigned as vice chairman. He had to resign in disgrace, or he was disgraced by these horrible triple X-rated messages he was sending to this internet creation. What would you call what she was? She's not a troll because she didn't exist. I don't know what the phrase is.
It's a catfish, basically, is the term. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's just going, you know what I'd do to you? And he's this guy, and he used to wear his father's overseas cap, almost like he was a veteran. He never actually claimed he was a veteran, but he would certainly leave the impression he was a veteran. So, and again, he's really nasty. If you've ever read this stuff on Turtle Boy about him, it's horrible stuff. Don't let the kids read it. But listen, so anyway, he's coming up to the woman and the kids are around when this guy, Tom Mountain, who's been outed as this yucky person, is getting near the kids. Cut four.
He's ruined people's lives.
It's a private event.
For being a
child. Can you get away from my children? Get away from my children. You're a creep. Get away from my children.
This is my child. He's trying to listen to the governor.
Excuse me?
This is my son. He's trying to listen to the governor.
This is a predator, and he's near my children.
I think that you're the predator. Please leave.
Excuse me?
You please leave.
It doesn't make up for 2 years Charlie Parker destroyed, but it's a good start. It's like getting the clerk's hearing on the criminal application by the state by the Barnstable Police Department against the state police's colonel's son. Let's see here, Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I happen to be the chief of police in Salisbury and also the vice president for Mass Chiefs of Police. And I just wanted to call and let everyone know how much we support the EVO Backs the Blue Golf Tournament and the EVO Real Estate Group. They do tremendous work for us, and the proceeds we get from that, we use for scholarships, we use for specialized training. People may not realize there's over 100 new police chiefs in the Commonwealth. Between COVID and retirements, there's been a real turnover in police chiefs, and the tournament and the proceeds really help us, and I just hope people support it in light of what social media is doing to Dan and that project.
It really is disgraceful, isn't it? I mean, they're just going, I mean, it's not like they, you know, it's the Ku Klux Klan golf event or something. It's a charitable event, and they're trying to put it out of business. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been a police officer for 35 years in Connecticut and 10 years in Massachusetts, and I can't believe it's gotten to this point. You know, there's great people out there that want to support us, and it's not like we're frivolous with the funds. They go towards good things, and I just hope people come around and support the golf tournament.
Yeah, and we're gonna put up the podcast of the interview so everybody can see it with his phone number and the web address. That'll be with the podcast. We're going to tweet everything out, and it'll be on the website as well. So that'll be a little bit after 7 o'clock. You'll be able to find out about this. And if you can, you know, get involved with it at all as a sponsor, or, you know, get as a player or a sponsor of the hole. They got all kinds of, stuff available. They probably would have sold out by now if they hadn't gotten shut down. But this is what we, the American people, when I say we're up against this. I mean, these people want to establish an authoritarian state, and there's no room for anybody else. Even something that has nothing to do with politics. It's just trying to do the right thing. They want to shut it down because it has blue in the name. Blue is now a dirty word if you put it in the same sentence with back the blue is a dirty word. But anyway, we will have that up at Howie Carr Show. It'll be on the website, howiecarrshow.com. Or if you are your follower on Twitter, you can just see it. We'll tweet out the whole thing, the podcast, and all the numbers and the websites to go to if you want to get involved. And it is a great thing. And thanks for calling, Tom. I appreciate it. And thanks for keeping it alive. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, thank you for taking my call. Great show as usual. I wanted to say, as they say, we're living in interesting and challenging times. I heard in a newscast that Biden is now going to fix the farms. God help us. And the other thing is, senior citizens, I'm a senior citizen, like most senior citizens, we're slowly boiling in Biden's lobster pot. And I was planning to go and visit my sisters. I got two sisters still left out of five kids. And one is in Texas, the other one's in Maine, and I'm in North Carolina. And I took my older Class C RV over to BJ's yesterday here in Burlington, North Carolina. And it was on 3/4 full, and it cost me $80 to fill it up. And I was like, well, I don't think I'm going to be going anywhere. You know, I think that's.
I think it's time to learn how to run Zoom calls to have your family reunions, Dennis. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Nobody is ever happy to step out of the shower only to reach for a scratchy, thin, non-absorbent bath towel. Instead, dry off with a thick, thirsty, soft, and big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow. I'm excited to tell you that Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towel ever. Don't throw in the towel. Get this very special offer just for Howie fans. You can get a set of six towels for just $39.99 with the code word Howie. They normally go for $109.99. Wow, what savings! Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. Don't like them? Don't worry. You can always return them with MyPillow's 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. These are towels that work. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Code word Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget the code word, Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
Wrong. Under my predecessor, the great MAGA King, the deficit increased every single year he was president.
That's because your friends, your Chinese paymaster, sent a virus over and kind of wrecked the economy for a while to get you in there so they could take over Taiwan and just destroy what was left of the American hegemony in the world. What a joker. I mean, he also...
You're a loser.
He also talked about, you know, we exported more agricultural products in my first year than my predecessor did in his first year. Again, he was working with a bust-out Obama economy. He campaigned for re-election talking about how he got to foreign countries to buy more agricultural products. That's why the records were set last year, because of what Trump did. It's true. 603 says, I bet if the coordinator of that golf tournament said that some of the proceeds would be going to BLM, Instagram would have pushed it right through, no questions asked. I bet you're right. I bet you're right. 917 says you should send that to Tucker. You know what? I think we will in the morning. We'll send that to Tucker in the morning. 844-500-4240. Again, this isn't the only time, the only place this is happening. So let's let him, let's play a couple more Biden cuts here. He's at the IBEW, or as he called it last week, the IEBW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. And cut 48.
I believe in bipartisanship. Right now, the majority of Republican friends just see things differently. They don't want to solve inflation by lowering the cost. They want to solve it by raising taxes and lowering your income. Now, you think I'm making this up? If I didn't see the actual document,
actually, yeah, I do.
I think I was making it up. I happen to think it's good.
Wait a second. The stats just came out. Like 7 hours earlier, that the income of Americans under Brandon is going down. And he's accusing the Republicans. Again, pot, meat, kettle. God, how does he get away with it? Let's see. Cut 51.
Is Delaware in the house? Anybody from Delaware?
Is Delaware in the house? I know it's a small state, but it's not that small. It's not that small. How do you fit 350 million chickens into a hall if Delaware could fit in the hall?
It's chickens.
Chickens. Chickens. Cut 52.
I understand. That's why I've got a plan to lower the cost for everyday things that make most people who work to have. Who need, and that would have fundamentally changed the standard of living.
The cut says seems to not make sense. No, it doesn't seem to not make sense. It doesn't make sense. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie.
Yes.
Hello, Howie.
I'm here.
Howie, thanks for all you do. I appreciate all your efforts on Patriots' behalf. Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist, and one of the most famous or infamous quotes from Margaret Sanger, who Hillary Clinton was proud to accept
right.
the Margaret Sanger Award, is "Black people are human weeds that need to be eradicated," and I don't know why you and Donald Trump and every other Republican doesn't hammer that home at every opportunity to show who these people really are.
Sometimes you just got to let people do their own research. You know, if you want to, even Wikipedia can't clean up Margaret Sanger. Just Margaret Sanger Eugenics, EUGENICS. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.